everybody. Welcome to this week's Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment by me, Gary Fox. If you're a regular listener, you know the Idea Lab is a quick 10-minute pod every Monday where I just chat to you. I chat to you about cool things I've seen, trends I'm noticing, business ideas I think are cool, and just generally what I'm up to. So it's a bit of a Dear Diary short podcast, which people seem to like. So we'll keep doing it. Today, we're going to talk about the Rich List. We're going to talk about my guest on the pod this week, Emmett Savage, and what I learned from him. And then we're going to talk about time, how time is slowing down and speeding up. First off, I want to have a quick thank you to our partners, Geary's Car Store. So that's carstore.ie, the only place in Ireland to go if you're going to check out a used car. So go to carstore.ie. They're my partners, season six, and they're just brilliant people. So thank you to them. Now, on with this week's Idea Lab. Yesterday, the Rich List comes out. A friend of mine always texts me every Rich List Sunday going, it's here. We always enjoy scanning through it, seeing what's happening, who's on top. If you're not familiar with it, every year, the Sunday Times put together a list of the richest 250 people in the UK. The Ireland one follows on, usually in a couple of weeks. It's been a bit erratic in the last year because of COVID. So I think in a couple of weeks, the Irish UK Rich List will come out. We might do a special episode on that. If you're interested in that, let me know. Last year, I had Connor McMahon from the Sunday Times come on and chat to us about it. He broke it down. We talked about all the different people that were on it. It was a really interesting episode for me. So we might do that again this year. Let me know what you think. So the Sunday Times compiled this. It's compiled from, there's actually one guy who does this all year. That's his job in the Sunday Times. And it's compiled from publicly available information and educated estimation is what I call it. So basically they take everything they know that's in the public forum and then they kind of guess, because obviously these big players aren't exactly broadcasting their wealth. They're not YouTubers, so they're not broadcasting their wealth every 6 months for people to know. But it is interesting from a broader perspective. So I love it because it tends to give you an idea from a macro perspective, what's happening, what trends are emerging. And just, it's a bit interesting. There's a bit of history in it. There's a bit of technology in it. And this year is really interesting because I've only had a quick scan so far. I usually sit down for a couple of hours and go through it piece by piece. But so far, the big winners, not surprisingly, after the year that's been in it, are online and e-commerce entrepreneurs. So that's not exactly shocking considering online and e-commerce has just exploded in the last 12 months due to the big C. So a great example is the Kamani family. And they're behind the online retailer Boohoo. So Boohoo.com, they're behind those ads, whether you love them or hate them. So they added an extra £1 million sterling per day to their fortune in the last 12 months. Their wealth now stands at $1.422 billion. That gives you an idea of what the scale of an e-commerce company can be. So I would advise checking it out. It's pretty cool. If you didn't get it yesterday, get the Irish one in a couple of weeks. It's pretty interesting to see who's on it. And we all are a bit voyeurs at nature. And it reminded me of a conversation I had with a good friend of mine over a pint one evening. And we were 4 or 5 pints in at this stage. And he asked me, what's your number? And I had an idea. I had no idea what he's talking about. I think I talked about this in the pod once or twice before because it struck with me. You have these conversations with people and it kind of makes you think, oh, wow, I'd actually don't have an idea what this is about. And he went on to explain. And he said, do you have a figure that you would like to earn that you would feel that at that point you had made it? I mean, doing inverted commas here, quote marks, whatever you want to call them, or feel comfortable. I hadn't even ever thought about it, but it did get me thinking about it. It did get me thinking from a yearly perspective, what I would like to earn, and then like from a big picture goal perspective. So I'd love to know what your figure is. Send me a DM, send me an email, and let me know. Have you ever thought about this? Because I'm curious to know, have people thought about this? Do you have a figure in mind? Because I hadn't. And I don't think a lot of people have. But it makes a real amount of sense when you think about it logically. People think they're rich listening and think it's egotistical and it's arrogant and it's celebrating obscene levels of wealth. Some of that is true. When you bring it back to your own level, money is one of the most important things in our lives. And especially in Ireland, we have this like almost a shame attached to it, almost this taboo topic. You know, don't talk about politics or money or religion, you know, whereas in reality, it's something we all struggle with every day. And it's like anything. It's like when you don't talk about something and you don't openly have conversations with it, you become less educated on the fact. You become ignorant to often what is very common sense information, but is held like this veil of secrecy. You know, there's almost like this thing of, you know, I don't want to be seen to be doing too well. Why not? Like, I think there has to be a complete change. I read The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. I would recommend even every single person to go and read that book, because it reframes how you think about money. Money is not something to be ashamed of. And I think The Rich List, while it has its faults, it should spark a conversation in your own head. You don't have to go around bragging on it, going, oh, I want to earn, you know, €1 million per year. And it doesn't matter. It's personal to you. If you want to earn €1 million, go earn €1 million. If you want to earn 50,000, go earn 50,000. But it reminds me of that quote, you know, a goal without a plan is just a dream. And we think about that in general terms, in terms of our, you know, our day to day, but we very rarely think about that in terms of money. We kind of struggle through. And I think you'd be shocked by the amount of people who don't even have a budget, who don't even think about money in, money out. Do you have a budget? Let me know that as well. Let me know, do you have an analysis every year of what you're earning per year and what you spend per month? Because I'd be very curious to know, do you? Because I've only started doing that in the last 4 to 5 years. It's quite hard. It's quite shocking as well. But you do see kind of certain holes in your finances where you're like, wow, I'm spending a ridiculous amount of money on whatever it can be, like eating out or coffee or, you know, frivolous things like subscriptions or, you know, whatever. It doesn't really matter. Holidays, whatever it is. But it's really interesting to actually do that. So I definitely recommend you do that. So The Rich List 2021, I've summarized it in the newsletter. If you're not in the newsletter, go to mrgaryfox.com. I break down the Idea Labs in more detail and I can link you to the article. So it is worth subscribing to, even though it's my own newsletter. I'm always going to say that. And tying into this, we have on the pod last week, we had Emmett Savage, and he is the founder of My Wall Street. So My Wall Street essentially tells you how to invest. Sorry, teaches you how to invest, I should say. And it's just in a world full of confusing jargon, scams, just in a world that's set up to make it difficult for you, My Wall Street are just doing something so beautiful and so simple. They're breaking down the taboo around having a portfolio of shares and having, you know, taking control of your own wealth. So I think it's a really interesting business and it's a really interesting episode. So I would advise you to go back. If the Rich List episode or the Rich List idea has got you thinking about money, go and listen to that and listen to how Emmett breaks it down so beautifully and so simply. And he talks in real, very clear and concise and open and honest terms about it and the freedom it can give people. So I thought it was beautiful. And he has a number of contrarian ideas, which I absolutely loved. And the amount of people that messaged me about this one fact that he said, this one idea that he said, I should say. And he talked about the day he almost gave away 20% of his company for a dollar. So he almost gave away 20% of his new company for a dollar. They've now raised subsequently $8 million. So that'll give you an idea of how much he was willing to give away for a dollar. So why? He wanted to get a really prestigious partner on board, because immediately that gave them credibility and that gave them access to expertise. And he said a lot of new businesses should be looking at that. They should be looking, where can they get validation very quickly with people that are already in the market. He gave the idea of, if you even set up a yoga brand, he'd go to Lululemon straight away and give them a piece of the business just to get them bought in. So if you like ideas like that and you like kind of like this, a very straightforward chat, I think me and Emmett had a really good chat. So go and check that out. I'll leave you with this idea today. Time. I want to do a whole episode on time. So do you track your time? Like your money, do you track your time? This year, I've started tracking. I got this little widget. It's a little software program that runs. I use Notion. If you're not familiar with that, it's basically an online, what would you describe it as? An online database slash note-taking app slash catalog, online repository for everything. Basically, I run my life through Notion, and I have this section in Notion called my life operating system, and it's where I track and keep an idea around what I'm doing. I have my daily kind of manifestations that I want to talk about. I have my daily life system. Then I have the mission critical parts of my life, like health, money, content creation, business, friends, family. And then within that, I have this little diagram that updates every hour, and it tells me how long is left in the year, how long is left in the month, how long is left in the week, how long is left in the day, how long is left in the quarter, and how long is left in my life. That bit you have to estimate. But it's been a revelation. It's been a fascinating thing to keep an eye on and look at. So I'd recommend going checking that out. If you're not in the newsletter, drop me an email and I'll send you this week's newsletter, because it's worth checking out. And that's it. That is today's Idea Lab podcast. There you go. Odie is wrapping it up. So it's goodbye from me, goodbye from him, and I'll see you next Thursday. We're back with Adam from Robotify, a really interesting chat with a really exciting young founder. I will see you on Thursday. Have a great week.